for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
We're going to come around God's Word this morning. I have asked Click if they would stay behind. I want to use them for a small illustration this morning. That's going to be a wee bit different, and let's see how it goes. So we're going to turn to the New Testament book of Philippians, chapter 2. Of course, we find in Philippians chapter 2 one of the great verses, or a great couple of verses of the Bible for a lot of people. For me, anyway, it's one of my favourites. That's verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Two great verses, aren't they? Everybody likes them, we love them, and sometimes we like to say them with a wee bit of a clenched fist to some people, which is maybe just not the right thing we should be doing. Two great verses of Scripture. I've never really looked at the few verses before that. And if you look at the first five, they'll come as a bit of a challenge to all of us this morning. Okay, so Philippians chapter 2, commencing to read at verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, lest each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Amen, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning. Right, I said I wanted the click to help me, so could all the young ones come up to me this morning, up here to the front? It will be, I'll tell you now, not that it's a bribe, it will be well worth it, okay? So come on up. Come on, all of you up, as many as you can. Right, I want you to stand in front of me. Come on, MJ, you're usually up for this, so come on. Right, it's not going to be too hard. For those of you who like a title, my title this morning is going to be The Piano or the Radiator. The Piano or the Radiator. Those who may buy the two CDs that will be sold after this, or those who are listening on CD at home, to my left at the front of the church, we've got a lovely baby grand piano. On the opposite wall, probably about, what's that, 30 feet, 20, 30 feet away, we've got a radiator on this wall. Hence, the piano or the radiator. All right, kids, now it's your turn. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you have to choose whether you're going to stand at the piano or the radiator. Have we got that? Question number one, it's not that hard. They're not that hard, and before we go any further, they're not deeply spiritual either, okay? All right. Question number one. During last summer, the European Football Championships was on. And where? They were in France, and Northern Ireland were there. How many of yous supported Northern Ireland? If you supported Northern Ireland, I want you to go and stand at the piano. If you didn't support Northern Ireland, I want you to go and stand at the radiator. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. And who did you support? Oh, Liverpool, right. Okay, right. Well, that was... Right, you can come back up again. Okay, you can come back up again. That's a fair comment, MJ. I forgot to say it was countries and not clubs. Okay. Right, second question. If you like Coca-Cola, I want you to go and stand at the piano. If you you like the if you like Fanta, I want you to come and stand at the radiator, okay? Right, now listen, I know what you're going to say. If you like Sprite or 7-Up or something like that, they're not in it, son, okay? So it's either Coke or Fanta, okay? Ready, steady, go. Okay, right, we've one more over here this time. Right, you can come back up again, okay? Going to give you another one. Only two more. This is not going to last too long, for I know you want to get upstairs. What's your favourite colour? Now, my favourite colour might not be mentioned here, but you've got to pick between these two, okay? Red at the piano, blue at the radiator. Ready, steady, go. Now, we've got a bit of a swing over to this side now. Right, okay, come back up again. That's good. And this is the last one. Dairy Milk chocolate bar or a Galaxy chocolate bar? Oh, I know it's not easy. Dairy Milk or Galaxy? Ready, steady, go. Okay, well done. I did say I was going to bribe you. I'll give that to Rhonda. That's for after dinner. That's not for...
See you later.
So... So you can go away on the kids, okay? And let's give them a wee bit of a round of applause for taking part. I suggest you should go. There's sweets, okay? It's nice to see the kids in, isn't it? It's nice to see them. I thought this morning I would try and do something that I could get them to take part in a wee illustration. I know it's a little bit silly and a little bit fooling away. But those were just... choices that they were making, individual choices that we all make during our lifetime. What we drink, what colours we like, and what we eat. I wonder if we were to apply the same thing now to us as in spiritual matters. And I asked a few questions and got you to come up, and you either had to stand at the piano or stand at the radiator. Where would you be? Where would you be? Some questions are easy. If I was to ask you this morning, that do you believe in the cross, that Jesus died on the cross, that the blood of Jesus Christ avails for each and every one of us, that he redeemed us through the work of the cross, do you believe that? Stand at the piano, or do you not believe that? Come and stand at the radiator. I would suggest that we would be all over clambering round the piano. If I was to ask you, do you believe in the incarnation of Christ, that God came in flesh as Jesus to this earth and lived the life that he lived, going to the cross again, I think you would all come and stand at the piano rather than going to the radiator and not believing. We believe that Jesus will return again, don't we? Yes. And if I asked you to come and stand at the piano again for that, you would come and stand at the piano. If I say you didn't believe that, and go, I wouldn't expect too many. Sweets are too big a temptation, aren't they? There wouldn't be too many standing at the radiator. Yes, those are easy questions for us, and it would be easy to come and stand where you would want to be standing. If I was to ask you this morning maybe some little bit more difficult questions that can be a wee bit of issues in churches about the version of the Bible that you're reading out of. I asked you to come over here and stand and say for the King James, or if I asked you to come over here and stand for the English Standard Version, where would your thoughts be? What would your mindset be? If I asked you to come over here and stand for the NIV, or come over here and stand for an American version, where would your thoughts be? Harder question. I would suggest that there would probably be more of a split, if that's the correct term to use. More of a difference of opinion. What about hymns and music and praise and worship? There's one. It's always a contentious issue. Stand here for hymns. Stand here for more modern pieces. Where would you be? Where would you stand? Are you right? Are they wrong? Are they right? Are they wrong? Where would you stand? And these things can lead to problems. Unfortunately. I'm not going to say whether there's a right or a wrong in it. What I would say is this here, if you get yourself ostracized to one side or the other, you miss out on so much in between. So much blessing in between. We try our best to have a good mix here. I'm not saying it's always right, that we get it right all the time. We probably maybe get it wrong more than right. But we try to get a blend and a mix. We'll try and continue that. Because even though you may not like the piece that we're singing or you're not happy with it, no, we're singing that again. That happened just this morning. We were picking the pieces. Oh, we sung that last week. Right, well, maybe not sing that this week again. Somebody down here, even though you do not like the piece, somebody down here who maybe has had tough this week, been hard, health, finances, family, work situation, and that wee piece of music could be something that would just lift them out of their doldrums. And yet, you maybe don't like the piece. You maybe don't like the hymn, or you maybe don't like the modern piece. But somebody somewhere will be touched by it, lifted by it, blessed by it. If God in heaven, looking down on us this morning, do you think he's worried about what we sing? Really? Is he? Is he worried whether we sing a modern piece or a hymn? Should it be all this? Should it be all that? I would like to think that all our praise and worship that ascend to him, he just is, like any father, he is just wanting to take everything that the love that his children show onto him. He just wants to wrap his loving arms around us this morning as we praise and we worship and we read from his word. And then we're challenged by the verse of scripture. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Yeah, look, see, if you want to read this particular version, if you want to sing that, fine. I hope you're blessed and God blesses you mightily in it. But if someone else wants to read a different version or sing a different piece, you have to look out for their interests as well. And I hope they're blessed as mightily and as well as you are. I was away last week, the week before actually, a week goes by quite quickly. I suppose I'm going to share something from the heart now this morning. I was fortunate enough, I thank God, number one, I have health and strength to travel. I like to travel. I want to travel more. I hope I can get traveling more if God spares me. And I'm thankful for being able to have the finances available to travel. In the last 6 months, we've got to Nepal. And a couple of weeks ago, me and Yvonne went to LA. We booked it back in August because her sister had died and she was feeling a wee bit low. And I thought, something nice to look forward to in January. And it would be also something for me as well. So we were in LA for a week there. And I shared a wee bit about this on Tuesday night at the annual fellowship meeting. We went to church in LA, to the Hillsong Church. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there's a few of them dotted about the world. They started by a man named Brian Houston down in Sydney in Australia. And we went along to the church, not last Sunday morning, the Sunday morning before. It was quite different. Number one, we had to pay $5 to get into the car park. Now, I'm not sure whether the car parks was connected to the church. I'm not sure. There was you just drove in, you stepped out, gave the guy £5, you gave him the key, and away you went, and he disappeared. There were downtown car parks just at the side of the church, but you were charged $5 to get to the car, or to get to park your car. Number two, you had to queue to get into the church. It was that big a crowd. A queue. We went for the 12 o'clock service. There already was a service going on at 10 o'clock. there was a chip cart outside the church, and a wee Hispanic lady. Now, not a chip cart like we would be used to with burgers and that there. She was frying peppers, onions, smelled very nice. Mexican food, fajitas and stuff like that there, and pita bread, stuff like that. Just frying all. Lovely. There was a few people purchasing, but I don't think there were a few people purchasing. We eventually got in to the auditorium, once the other, about 20 past 11, everybody come filing out. Oh, wild crowd of people coming out, wild crowd of people. And we get into the auditorium filled up, looking all around. I would estimate, friends, there was probably about 2,000 people in that auditorium. Now, that was the second service. I had no reason to suspect that the service before had any less people in it. So that was roughly 4,000 people went through the door of that church that morning. They also had services at 6 o'clock that evening and 8 o'clock that evening. And I would suggest that, again, there was probably 4,000 people attended the church. The service started. There was lots of lights and a bit of smoke across the platform. Very different. And they had a nice group of worship leaders. There were five across the front singing. There were a fella and a girl. They led two pieces each. Four pieces. Never heard tell of in my life before. Didn't know the four pieces they were singing. Two of the pieces, they were okay. They were catching off. I thought, well, we could maybe incorporate that at home. If we learnt those here, there's a possibility with those. We could run with that. The other two, I didn't really take to them at all. I didn't really, for me, they weren't pretty. But, as I say, the auditorium, they were hands in the air. They were blessing. They were entering in. They were enjoying themselves. Later on, then, they put up a... There's somebody come up and spoke, and then they put a two minutes went up on the screen at the back, and they gave everybody up onto their feet, and they said, now for 2 minutes you have to introduce yourself to everybody around you and say who you are, where you're from, and if you have a worry or a fear or somebody could pray with you, take this wee time to do that. And we got up and we done that, and the clock counted down as we started. Said hello to a few of the fella and girl in front of us. They were from Las Vegas. They just got married. They'd moved to LA. Nice couple, nice young couple. And then there was someone come up with some of these prayer requests that had been handed in this week, and then answers to prayer that people had wanted to praise God for. I had an offering as usual. And then Brian Houston, we were fortunate enough that Brian himself was there, and he spoke at the meeting. They had no table. They had no table. They didn't partake of the bread and the wine. They had no table. And he spoke. And spoke very well. Left people in no doubt about their need for Jesus. And at the end of it, then there was a question went out. Do you want to know Jesus? There was 50 hands through that auditorium shot up. And 50 people just came to know Jesus that morning. And that one service. Now, I don't know what happened went on in the service before or the two services in the evening, but we're taking the low averages into consideration. You're talking about 200 people in one day, on Sunday. The same amount put their hand up for prayer, and if they wanted to get to know the Lord more and deeper and wanted to get involved. But it was all different to how we would do it, isn't it? That's what I say. Sometimes we can get ourselves so one-sided or the other side that we miss out on everything that is in between. Some ways they probably saved in the same, had seen the Lord move and had seen people saved. And one day, perhaps, if we look at ourselves, in many years. Yes, we've had different pastors, different elders, different sessions, different faces sitting, looking back at whoever would have been speaking. And don't get me wrong, please hear me. I wouldn't pour any scorn on that. We're going to be singing a hymn at the very end where it's count your blessings. So some of you may have heard it. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. And you know what, friends? If we pray for the next 30 years and we come and we meet and we ask God and we trust God and we follow God and we seek God and we only see one soul saved, it will be worth it. But I have to admit something this morning, and this is where it comes from the heart this morning. Sometimes when you see that, you can get a little jealous, can't you? You get a little jealous. Even to the point where you can get angry with God. Point the finger. Why not us, Lord? Why not us? Oh, I'm not saying that we should adopt that way of doing the meeting. I wouldn't be doing away with that for a start. But it's their way. And they've been blessed by it. And blessed mightily. So who am I? Who are you? Who is anybody to run it down? Now some might say, ah well, if God's in it, we'll see through time whether it lasts or not. Well, even it only lasts 10 years, they're going to see a lot of people swept into the kingdom of God, that's for sure. Why not us? Why not us? And then I'm thinking, you know, as a church, Pastor Rhonda, the vision, the thought, the idea of prayer space in 2016, tentative steps taken to go out into the street, to have a presence in the town, to be there for people. Wonder what 2017 is going to bring for us. God willing, we'll see it. Take a little bit of, what's the right way? We'll see feet to the early days of it from its infancy. We probably crawled a wee bit in 2016. Maybe we'll get on our feet and we'll start to walk with it. But are we up for it? Am I, God, up for it? Are we? That is a serious question we have got to ask ourselves this morning. Of course, we need to be careful that we don't belittle God's grace and God's mercy, his faithfulness and his love to us that he has shown to us for years and years. We need to be very careful that we don't belittle that. Because he has been all those things, even when you and when I have not been that good towards him. We stumble, we fall, we say things, we do things that we regret. Yet he has stayed faithful to you and me, friends, all those years. Yes, count your blessings. Name them one by one. But Lord, we want to see, while it is fantastic to see one or two, to see people swept into his kingdom would be, I don't know, blow us away, friends. Do you know why we need it? One and two's fine, Lord. We have so many young people, children, my own, your own, grandchildren, uncles, aunts, mothers, fathers, friends. One or two is not going to be enough. We need a sweeping of them in. Yes, Lord, one and two every now and then is brilliant. But there's so many, we need a sweeping of them in, friends. We need to see so big a move. Because there's that many. And that's the problem. There's more coming forward every day. Yes, it's great. One or two, Lord. Thank you for it. Yes, Lord, never may we forget the blessings you have given us over the years. There's so many of our loved ones, Lord. Our children, our grandchildren. And as time runs out, one and two is not enough. We see that gathering, and problem is sometimes we categorize sin in it. We try to put sin in different boxes. You know, over here we'll have a box where we'll have maybe the worst of the worst, like murderers. Maybe rapists, paedophiles, things like that there. Then we come down and we have another wee box. They're not as bad. Maybe robbers, prostitutes, people with drug addictions, drink addictions, homosexuals, pornography. We'll put them in there. Not just as bad, but still bad. Then down here a bit, we'll maybe have another box. People that tell a lot of lies. Maybe people involved in affairs, sexual relationships. And then people with different kinds of addictions. It's not as bad as them too. Like shopping addictions or addictions with the fridge. They're still addictions, friends. It's because someone has maxed out on a card and maybe have thousands of pounds on a credit card. It's an addiction. But then in our eyes, it's not as bad an addiction as some of these others. And then, of course, right down here, where we would try to put ourselves with our bad attitudes, our awkwardness, our rudenesses, and the two Northampton ones, Thran and Crabbit, stuck in there as well. Gossip. Run one another down. Instead of upholding each other. Usually we're running one another down because we have a different view or a different opinion. Friends, it's sin. And we can't try and put ourselves into one wee box and think, well, we're not as bad as them up there in this box at this far side. Because in some ways, these two boxes, or this box at the end, nearly the worst one of the lot. And do you know why? Because we have seen the light. And you and I know. Because we know Jesus. Those people and their lifestyles, look, say, do not in any way condone what they do, condone what they practice. It's against the Bible. We know that. But they're living in the dark. They don't know. Some of them might have heard something about Jesus at some stage. Maybe because somebody had shook their fist and said that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. They don't need that. They need love. They need mercy. They need grace. Everything that Jesus gave you and me, they need. Because we see the light in this box, yet we go on the way we do. Are we worse than them, really, at the end of the day? That's a big one. It's a big accusation. It's a big statement to stand and make before people. Murderers, paedophiles, homosexuals. And I'm saying that, are we nearly worse than them? Of course, there is a verse of the Bible that says that some of them were some of you. We organise our services. We do our services. We organise our wee bit here in Ballymoney. It's not always right. It'll not be always the way that everybody would like it to be. Why are you doing that? Why do we do it this way? Why do we do it that way? Is it going to please everybody all of the time? I don't think it will. But we cannot get ourselves so ostracised from each other that we stand and dig our feet in an opinion, on a view, that we're so far apart from each other. And I've already said, look at all the ground in between. Because if we don't take the step to fill in that ground in between, who do you think will step in and fill it? Coming around the table again this morning, friends. I thank God for it. Again, we can come and just look upon his mercy and his grace, his love. Just look at Calvary again this morning. Johnny's going to come in a minute or two and take the table after I've finished. And Friends, it's a challenge this morning just to not only uphold and look upon your own interests, how you feel it should be done, how you think it should be done. It's harder sometimes to also look out for the interests of others, and what their interests may be and what their thoughts may be. It's all about him, friends, at the end of the day, isn't it? Sure, it's not about you and me. It's all about Jesus. It's all about our families and our friends finding him and being able to be here on a Sunday morning alone with us to take this bread and this wine. Would we ever get to a point? Could you ever get to a point where you see something being done? Some work being done where you actually would think, because you don't agree with it, because you maybe aren't happy with the way it's been done, that you would actually want it to fail? You would actually want it to fail? Someone started up something, a wee prayer meeting, somebody wanted to do something, maybe go down the street. I know that the prayer space will take that as an example. You maybe wonder what it's about. Maybe you think, not the way I would do it. Would you want it to fail because you didn't? It wasn't being done the way you think it should be done. Maybe you could hold that up and give it a shake and say, you're not doing it this way or you're not doing it that way. You'd want it to fail? Surely we would never get into that state of affairs. When I say about that, I'm talking about the town of Ballymoney. I know there are other churches this morning. They'll not have music in their church. They'll only sing psalms. Not running them down. Don't understand it, but that's their way. I hope the Lord blesses them mightily. We're all in this together, friends. All in this together. What a challenge this morning. To look out for our own interests, but also to look out for the interests of others. Strengthen us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the days that lie ahead, that we can know your direction, your vision, the way you want us to go, and that we all would buy into that, friends. Because there's so much at stake this morning. And we have this. Through the work of Calvary this morning. Let's come around this table this morning, friends, in a fresh way. A way where we come to Jesus and we say, look, say, Lord, will you help us in the days that lie ahead? Will you show us the way to go? Will you show us, will you bind us in love this morning? Will you bind us in love this morning, Lord? Yeah, we don't understand it always. Sometimes there's things, yeah, we're uncomfortable with. That's going to be understandable. Lord, will you help me? Look after my own interests and the interests of others this morning. Bless your wonderful, wonderful name. What a privilege we have this morning, friends. What a privilege again. To come around this table and to be able to thank him this morning for our salvation, for the fact that he has lifted you and me out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock, which is Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, bless us again this morning as we come around this table. Bless your wonderful name. Bless your wonderful.
And your love is great.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.